Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you listen to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it. When people are getting frustrated or annoyed or angry about things which they cannot control, sometimes subconsciously you're using this as an excuse to not address the things that you can control.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book, physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free. And I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. You're living in a beautiful moment because you are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to occur. And on top of all this, yeah, there's more. You get a huge dose of the personal initiative, the go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is how to handle frustration. How do you deal with those moments or hours, days, weeks, months, years, lifetimes of frustrations that we're all going to come across inevitably in our lives? Maybe right now you're dealing with a frustrating moment. Maybe you're listening to this episode because you were just looking for something on frustration and this came up in the search results. And you're trying to figure out what you can do because of this frustrating situation. Now, maybe you're frustrated by a person who you're dealing with who's just doing some things that you just don't agree with, but you can't control right now. Maybe it's an inanimate object or a situation or a certain feeling that you're having, or just some set of circumstances that you're dealing with and you know you can't do anything about it, but it's still pissing you off at the same time. Maybe you're frustrated with yourself because there are certain things that you want to do. You want to tell yourself to think or say or do, but for whatever reason, they're not actually happening. For whatever the reason is, you're dealing with some frustration right now, and that's what we're going to talk about here today. So let's start off by getting a definition of this word frustration. What does it mean? It is the feeling of being upset or annoyed, especially because of inability to change or achieve something. You ever dealt with that feeling? Are you dealing with that feeling right now here today? So we're going to get into what it is you do when you're dealing with those feelings of frustration, how to move yourself past it, how to deal with that energy and turn it into something positive for yourself. Point number one, and again, how to handle frustration is a topic. Remember the Serenity Prayer. I don't claim a religion, but everybody's heard the Serenity Prayer. It says, Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Now, I know that prayer from listening to 50 Cent's album because he says it. His first CD, he says it at the beginning of one of his verses. He said when he was in a drug rehab program and they had to say that every single time. He wasn't a drug user, but it was a whole different situation. The Serenity Prayer. Again, what does it say? The serenity, the calmness of mind, the evenness of temper to accept the things that I can't control. Now, I've told you before on this show that we take everything that happens to us in life, everything that happens to us, from us, because of us, around us in our lives, 100% of it is the whole total, right? 99% of that 100% is out of our control. It's out of our hands. We don't control it. We can't do anything about it. What somebody else does, unfortunately, we're just going to be subject to at times. 99% of life for each one of you is out of your hands, out of your control. You cannot control it. You need the serenity to accept those things, the serenity to accept that your homegirl didn't show up when she said she was going to show up, that your boss is just a jerk and they don't listen to anything that you say, that the weather is just bad this week and all those outdoor events that you plan, they're just not going to take place. You need the serenity to accept these things. One of the major sources of frustration in all of our lives is us wishing or hoping or hopefully not trying to, but often we do, try to force a circumstance to be something other than what it is, even though we know we can't change it ourselves. No matter how strong our willpower, we try to force a situation to be a certain way, but it won't be that certain way, and that leads to frustration. Again, frustration is a feeling of being upset or annoyed, especially because of our inability to change or achieve something. Now, this podcast is called Work on Your Game. So if you're working on your game and you are well endowed when it comes to game, but you're still unable to change or achieve something, it's probably because you're trying to change something that you can't change or achieve something that no matter how hard you work, it's just not going to be achieved because you don't have control over it. It's in that 99% that you don't have control over. What else does the Serenity Prayer say? It says, the courage to change the things that I can. The courage to change, not the game to change the things that I can, not the skill, not the talent, the courage to change the things that I can change. So what does that mean? If I just think about that phrase, if somebody said, Dre, you need to have the courage to change the things that you can change, it's not telling me I got to be skilled. It means it's assuming that the skill is already there. It's assuming that you already know what those things are, because it's not saying the observational skills. It didn't say notice the things that you can change, but the courage to change the things that you can change, which means, and this is just me reading into it, and you could tell me what you think about it. It sounds like you may have some sacred cows in your mind, some sacred cows in your life that you have refused to change. It's not that you can't change them. It's not that you don't know about them, but you have chosen to refuse to change them. See, that's why you need some courage so you can actually make those changes. You might need the courage to separate yourself from some friends who you've been around for too long. You may need the courage to walk away from a relationship that's just not proving fruitful for you anymore. You may need the courage to stop doing something that you've been doing for so long that it's becoming attached to you as part of your identity and you couldn't even see yourself existing without doing that thing. Maybe you just need to develop some courage to change some things that you can change. And again, frustration is being upset over something that we can't change or achieve. Maybe you're going after the wrong aim. So if you stop trying to achieve it, then the frustration will melt away. If you stop trying to change something, which you already know, the Serenity Prayer has already pointed out that you can't change. If you stop trying to change it, then you won't feel frustrated because you're not trying to change it anymore. There's nothing to be frustrated about. Problem solved. So remember in that Serenity Prayer, noticing the 99% of life is not in your control, despite how much you think it's in your control, is not in your control, and accepting that. See, the Serenity Prayer is about accepting what's not in your control. Anytime that I'm on a plane, when a plane takes off, and I know there are people out there who are afraid of flying, or they avoid flying, or they do fly, but they're super nervous, and they got to take pills and fall asleep, and they got to do all these things anytime that they're on a plane. Anytime that I'm on a plane, when the plane takes off and it starts riding on that runway, usually I read when I'm on a plane, unless I'm in conversation with a person. When I'm on a plane, let's say by myself, or I'm reading, I stop reading when the plane starts speeding up on the runway to take off, because that lift that the plane does kind of gives me motion sickness if I try to read while that's happening. So I look out the window or something like that, and I always just take a few deep breaths and just go into a meditative state. And I say to myself, this plane taking off, between the point of this plane taking off and the point of this plane landing and those doors opening and the light come on and everybody jumping out of their seats and reaching into the overhead bins to get their stuff, from this point until that point, I have zero control over what happens to this plane. We're going to be however many thousands, tens of thousands of feet in the air. We might be over mountains, over bodies of water. I have no control whatsoever. If something happens to the pilot and they can't fly it and the autopilot system isn't working, I don't know how to fly it. I probably can't Google it because there ain't no Wi-Fi on the plane. I have no control, zero control whatsoever over this. I accept that as part of the 99%. You see, that's what makes life life, and the courage to change the things that I can. What can I do while I'm here on this plane? Is worrying about if the plane is going to make it from Miami to LA is not going to help the plane get there any faster. It's not going to help me at all. It's not going to help my game at all. It's not going to help me do whatever I'm going to LA to do. I just recognize that as part of the 99% that I can't control. But the courage to change the things that I can, what can I do here? I could read a book. I could flesh out some more topics for the Work on Your Game podcast. I could, maybe if there is Wi-Fi, I could reply to some emails, read some articles. What can I do? knowing what you can do something about and knowing what you cannot do something about. If you were to just separate those into two categories, just thinking about your life right now, think about the things in your life. And I think all of us at times, almost at all the time, we all have some things that we're frustrated about. But if you were to actually just look at it logically and make a list, like literally write down a list of this situation that's frustrating me, that's bothering me right now. All right, what are the elements of this situation which I cannot control? And what are the elements of the situation which I can control? And what you'll realize if you were to actually do this exercise, and I encourage you to do so, if you've been dealing with some tough frustration recently in your life, you will notice that there are way more things on that list under the cannot control than there are under the can control. So if you would just stop butting your head against the wall about things you can't control. And this is another thing with frustration. When people are getting frustrated or annoyed or angry about things which they cannot control, sometimes subconsciously you're using this as an excuse to not address the things that you can control. Now, I want to let that one sink in for a minute. See, if a player, an athlete, we'll use a sport as an example, a basketball player will come to me and say, well, look, Dre, I'm 6'1", but on my team, I'm the second tallest player. So the coach wants me to play power forward and play center on the team. But I know if I go to the next level, whatever that next level is, I'm going to be playing point guard. And the coach won't let me play point guard. So I'm getting really frustrated about the situation that he wants me to play in the post and he won't let me dribble. And he yells at me if I shoot a three-pointer. What am I supposed to do about this situation? So if we were to do that exercise that I just laid out for you, writing down what we can control, what we cannot control. What you cannot control is the fact that you're the second tallest player on the team. You can't control that. So stop talking about it. You can't control the fact that you're a player and the coach is the coach and the coach is in charge on the sports team, above the players at least. You can't control that. So stop worrying about that. You can't control what the coach thinks is the best position for you to be playing in. No matter how much you want to, quote unquote, prove you can play guard, and I hear from a lot of players who say a similar situation, you can't control that. So stop worrying about that. Stop allowing yourself to get frustrated. Have the serenity to accept that you're one of the taller players on the team, that the coach is the coach and the player is the player, and that the coach wants you to play a certain position. Have the serenity to accept that and the courage to change the things that you can change. Have the courage to address the fact that the coach wants you to play a certain position and play that position as best you can. Why don't you address that? See, how about you just address that I'm going to play this position. It's not really my quote unquote natural position. It won't be my position at the next level. I'm going to play it anyway. Now, there's a basketball player by the name of LeBron James. I remember watching LeBron in 2002 playing in high school. He was basically the center on his team or the power forward. He was the center or the power forward for the majority of the game. Yeah, he did his dribbling thing. He shot a couple jump shots. But LeBron James is playing in the paint a lot. If you go watch some highlights of LeBron in high school, you're going to see, maybe not highlights, maybe if you watch a little bit more deeper game film, you'll see LeBron down in the post, posting people up, defending big guys in the paint because LeBron was one of the bigger guys on the team. That's what the coach asked of him to do. Kobe Bryant. Now, Kobe is from the Philadelphia area. I remember watching a local high school sports show every Saturday or Sunday morning, and they would show highlights of this kid, Kobe Bryant. And back then, I thought his name was Kobe Bryant. I didn't know how to pronounce that, K-O-B-E. And he was playing in the post. He was catching the ball in the high post, shooting turnaround jump shots, blocking people's shots, playing in the paint because he was the tallest guy on the team. Both of those guys turned out pretty good, that Kobe and that LeBron. Maybe you've heard of them. So just because you're in a situation that is not perfectly ideal and perfectly suited for what you want, have the courage to address the things which you can address. Now, I'm sure LeBron was working on his handle outside of his basketball team responsibilities. I'm sure Kobe was working on his jump shot when he was outside of the basketball team's practice time. He went and went to the court or to the gym on his own and worked on those things because he probably had the same idea you have, Mr. 6'1", who's playing power forward but wants to play point guard at the next level. What's stopping you from addressing it in the times that you can address it instead of complaining about something which you cannot control? See, and a player never comes to me and says, I've never had a player come to me and say, I'm this size, but the coach has me playing out of position, quote unquote, playing a bigger position than what I want to play, right? I get players say this all the time. Coaches, listening to this, you probably have players who had this issue, this complaint, this gripe. I've never had a player say to me, Dre, since I'm playing a position that's bigger than what I think I'll be playing at the next level, what skills can I develop so I can play this position as best I can this season on this team? I never have a player ask me that. I have players ask me, how can I prove that instead of playing center, I should play shooting guard? I have players ask me, well, Dre, how can I convince the coach that I can handle the ball just as well as anybody else? Or Dre, What should I do when the coach gets mad at me for shooting a three and he wants me to play in the paint? I get players asking me those questions all the time. I never have a player say, what can I do to maximize this situation being that it is what it is? See, this is the courage to address the things which you can change. Instead of butting your head against the wall with things that you cannot. That is, again, referring to the serenity prayer. Courage to change the things I can, the wisdom to know the difference, and accepting what you cannot. Know what you could do something about, what you cannot. Focus on where you can make an impact. Where can you make an impact? Where can you affect change? Where can you actually do something that will matter? Instead of focusing on what you can't do, what you say that's not going to be listened to, what you complain about that's not going to change anything, what you bitch and moan and gripe about that's only going to put you in a worse situation. Instead of focusing on those things, what can you do? This is just a question you need to ask yourself. This is a very empowering one if you would actually ask it and expect an answer. Point number two, today's topic is how to deal with frustration, the feeling of being upset or annoyed, especially because of inability to change or achieve something. Assess what you've done. You personally, what have you done or not done that has led you to where you are right now? When you are feeling frustration over a situation, frustration over something that is not where you want it to be, frustration over your dealings with a certain individual, group of individuals, a certain business, a certain company, just a certain set of circumstances that you're just kind of pissed off about, you're upset or annoyed about. Whenever you find yourself in that situation, after you address how well you're doing on following the serenity prayer, ask yourself, what have I done or not done that has led me to this situation? You know, we call this is one word that we use to describe what I just said to you. Starts with an O. It's called ownership. Take ownership of the situation that you're in. Yes, I know the coach is an idiot. I know your boss is an asshole. I know the weather has been terrible. I know your car is a piece of junk and it keeps breaking down. I know that the neighbors next door have a party every night and you can't sleep. I know. Now ask yourself, what have you done or not done that has led to the situation that you're in right now? And I want you to accept, before you ask this question, accept this. You are more responsible for your situation than anyone else's. You hold a higher percentage. You hold the majority stake of responsibility. All right? You understand when I say majority stake? All right? Me and you are partners in a business, and I own 51%, and you own 49%. I am the majority owner. Okay, so if it push comes to shove and we can't agree, I'm like, look, I own 51, you own 49, I'm making a decision. Are we going the way that I want to go? You are the majority owner of every situation you're in life. That's a good one right there. You own at minimum 51% of every situation. I don't care if you're happy about it, you're proud of it, you want to tout it on your Facebook profile, or you're pissed off about it, you're angry about it, you don't want anybody to know about it. You are majority owner of that situation. And once you accept that you're the majority owner, then you can ask yourself, what have I done or not done that has led to this situation being exactly what it is? What mistakes did I make? Where was I caught not paying attention? What have I pretended to not notice? Where did I delay taking action that ended up costing me? Where did I take action too soon? Where did I say too much? Where did I not say enough? Ask yourself, where have you made mistakes of omission or commission that has led to this situation? This is where you start to take ownership of the situation. And when you take ownership of something, now you have the power to do something about it. If you don't want to take ownership, if it's the coach's fault, the boss's fault, the neighbor's fault, the weather's fault, the cat, the dog, mom, dad, wife, daughter, husband, son, whatever. If you don't want to take ownership, then that means you have no responsibility. You do not have the ability to respond to something if you don't own it. But once you take ownership, you have responsibility. And what you take responsibility for, you have power to do something about. And they all work together. They're cousins. So you can't have one without the other two. Point number three. Today's topic is how to handle frustration, feeling upset or annoyed, especially because of your inability to change or achieve something. In episode number 678, I explain to you why you perform better. Oh, and I'm talking to everyone. Why you perform better in life when you get angry, when you get a little bit pissed off, you seem to perform at a higher level. And you go listen to that whole episode so you understand. One of the main points as to why you perform better when you get pissed off in life is because our focus sharpens. We get focused when we get angry. If any of you ever seen any of those facial recognition studies or practices or like a little test that you can do, and they just show you the eyes of a person and they ask you what energy is this person feeling, just based on their eyes. You can tell when somebody's smiling, just looking at their eyes, not looking at their mouth. You can tell when someone's angry, tell when someone's afraid, when they're frustrated, when they're nervous, when someone's angry. If you go Google it, just look up the eyes. To see the eyes of an angry individual, you'll notice that the pupils are very small. They get very narrow, very focused, so that they can only see exactly what they're focused on. They don't notice anything to the left, to the right, above, below, anywhere else. All they notice is exactly what they're focused on. That's what happens when we get angry. We get focused. Leverage that energy, that focus, that pissed offness, whatever you want to call it, leverage that energy into making some decisions, some firm decisions that are backed up by changes. Remember what the Serenity Prayer says, courage to change the things that I can. Because if you don't change anything, then you're probably going to end up frustrated all over again. So make a decision, because something needs to be different, right? That's how you ended up frustrated in the first place, right? Something needs to be different than what it is. Make a decision that can lead to that difference and make some permanent changes that requires action that will change that situation. Maybe this will be the fix you need, maybe not, but then you can make more decisions, make more changes until you get it the way that you want to get it. Whatever led to this frustration, whatever led to this feeling of upset and annoyance, you won't let it happen again because your decision ensures that something's going to be different. See, that's what happens when we make decisions. Things change. You ensure that you will not be in the exact same situation again because you made a decision to do something different. Maybe, again, you can make a decision and make a change that doesn't quite fix it the way that you want to fix it. So go back and do something different. Then go back and do something else. And then go back and do something else until you get it the way that you want to get it. Napoleon Hill says in The Law of Success that the first plan you make does not work, replace it with a new plan. Then a new plan after that, and a new plan after that, and a new plan after that, and so on until, keyword until, you come up with a plan which does work. Most people fail in life because of their inability, or not even their inability, because everybody has the ability, their unwillingness to continue replacing one plan with a new plan until they come across success. Most people will replace it maybe once, maybe twice, maybe 10. Some people may replace it 50 times, but if you have not yet achieved the outcome, the circumstance, the situation that you want, you're not done changing that plan. Let's recap today's topic, which is how to handle frustration, which is feeling of being upset or annoyed, especially because of an inability to change or achieve something. Number one, remember the Serenity Prayer. Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference between the two. You already know the difference between the two. It's the wisdom to recognize that you know the difference and then acting on that wisdom. Know what you can do something about and what you cannot do something about. 99% of life is not under your control. 1% is. Focus on where you can make an impact, not on what you can't do, but what you can do. Number two, assess what you have done. You personally, what had you done or not done that has led you to the situation that you're in right now that you're frustrated about? And remember that you are 100% more responsible for this situation than anyone else is. What mistakes did you make? Where were you caught not paying attention? What did you pretend to not notice? What did you delay acting on that ended up costing you in the long run? Where did you speak where you should have stayed quiet? Where did you stay quiet where you should have spoke up? Point number three, episode number 678, I told you why you perform well when you get angry, mad, or pissed off. One of the reasons is because we get focused. Leverage that energy into decision-making, this energy of being frustrated. Leverage this energy into making decisions and making permanent change so that whatever led to this, it won't be the exact same situation again, and you keep making more decisions and more changes until you have the situation that you want. Don't just keep living through the same frustrating situation, the same frustrating life over and over and over again, being frustrated about it, but not doing a damn thing different. All right, what sense does that make? Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Since we don't have comments or live interaction here, I created a survey so I can learn more about my audience, your needs, your wants, your desires, and how I can best serve you moving forward. So please go to DreAllDay.com/survey and take the Work on Your Game podcast survey so I can learn more about those things that I just said and better tailor future content for you. I appreciate it. DreAllDay.com/survey. Take it now. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.